Bienvenidos y gracias, thank you, for making your personal development a priority and listening in. I'm your host, Gabriela Ramirez Arellano. And before we get started with this episode of Auténtico, I want to thank Susie, Angeline, and Jackie for sharing their words for the year with us in an earlier post on LinkedIn. They mentioned leadership, leap, limitless. I love that they're sharing these with the world, and I hope you will keep them top of mind all year long, Susie, Angeline, and Jackie, as we continue to take a deep dive into turning intentions into action and we navigate the journey of the new year. So if you don't already follow Auténtico on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, please follow and like and join the conversation. We've set our authentic goals throughout this last couple of weeks. And now it's time to roll up our sleeves and make them a reality. In this episode, I want to share practical strategies that have worked for me for staying accountable, overcoming obstacles, and celebrating the small victories along the way. Let's transform our intentions into actions and make 2024 a year of growth and fulfillment. ¿Listos? First, make sure your goals are crystal clear and measurable. When we have specific benchmarks, it becomes easier to track our progress. So instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try something like, I will exercise for at least 30 minutes 3 times a week. Another thing about goals, there is a difference between the goal and the tasks associated with that goal. If my goal is to be healthier, then what are the tasks I can track and measure to have an action plan? For me, those tasks are usually walk 10,000 steps or go to yoga 4 times a week, drink a gallon of water. Does that make sense? Sometimes big goals can feel overwhelming, and by breaking them down into smaller, more manageable steps, you're likely to be more successful. One of my goals this year is to work on my relationship with my partner. So I committed to date nights 2 times a month and being more present when I am home instead of always doing my own thing. So then I can put together some tasks that lead up to that goal. Ready for tip number 2? Establish a support system. Surround yourself with a supportive community. Share your goal with friends, family, or colleagues who understand and respect your journey. Having a network that cheers you on during both highs and lows can make a world of difference. I did this a few weeks ago when I rounded up my gente and invited them to my office with drinks and snacks, and we had a group session to outline our individual intentions for the year and how we each wanted to be held accountable. This was important to me because we spend so much time together, in and out of work, and now that they know I'm trying to spend more time with Victor, I'm hoping they'll also hold me accountable when I'm staying late in the office or at community meetings. The next tip, set aside time regularly to reflect on your progress. What's working well? What challenges are you facing? And then you can adjust the plan accordingly. Remember that being flexible and willing to adapt is key to long-term success. I have been working on doing this as part of my journaling on Sundays as I look to the week ahead. And based on a recent post, several of you are also finding success with journaling. I have to be honest though that sometimes I'm a naysayer, or at least I have been, and I kept telling myself I didn't see the point in journaling randomly. But since I've been using prompts to journal, I do find it beneficial. Journaling prompts in the morning that I have found successful are, one thing to get excited about today is, and then I'll list what I'm excited about. Someone who needs me on my A game today is. One action I take today to demonstrate excellence or real value is. The big projects I have to keep in mind that I want to take on, even if I can't act toward them today, are. And lastly, I would know that today was a great success if at the end of the day, I did, said, or felt something. These prompts have really helped me. And since I joined the Growth Day community that Brendan Burchard hosts, these prompts also include growth prompts, So how questions about growing that are part of my journaling, evening reviews, maybe to review what I did throughout the day compared to where I started, and so much more. If you're interested in more of these prompts, let me know in the comments and I can put together a workbook or something. Another tip would be to leverage technology to help you stay on track. There are numerous apps and tools designed to assist with goal tracking, time management, and habit formation. The key is to find one that works for you and to make it a part of your daily routine. I like the journaling, so I bought myself a cute journal while I was in Mexico to go along with the Growth App membership. I also use my Apple Watch to track my steps, sleep, and water intake. And then don't forget your calendar. If it's important, your calendar should align with your intentions. So block off time for reading, yoga, spending time with family, or whatever you are working on this year, and set those alarms. Remember, being accountable is not about perfection. It's about progress and staying true to your authentic self. I hope these tips inspire you to continue embracing your goals with passion and determination. So stay tuned for more inspiration that will empower you to turn your intentions into tangible achievements. From the bottom of my corazón, thank you for being a part of Authentico Podcast. I'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave a comment or a recorded message at the link in the notes. Adios! Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola.